Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Again, it is good to be with you this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's also great to have those of you online with us today. My name is Deacon Loretta Job, and I'm a retired deacon that works around here to be in ministry and mission with all of you. This is a church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. We do that in a variety of ways. I just saw a list of all the different ministries that are happening here. It was huge, people. This is an amazing church with lots going on. You can get involved by filling out the card, the communication card that's in your bulletin. Fill out your name. Give us some contact information. Mark, if you're interested in something, I promise you'll get a call back. Also in the pews are some prayer cards. They're bright yellow in the pew backs. If you or someone you know is in need of prayer, we would be blessed and honored to be able to pray for them with you, and so please fill one of those out and put it in the offering plate or hand it to one of the clergy on your way out of worship today. This morning, along with Pastor Lindsay, who'll be bringing our message this morning, we have Kelly Meyer and Rose Bledsoe are helping with worship this morning. I have a few announcements to make as well. First off, just a reminder again of our summer activities for our kids coming up. We've got summer camp coming up on June 23rd and 20 through 29th. We've got Vacation Bible School, a lot of fun, always a good time around here, July 30th to August 1st, and the Musical Theater Camp, an extravaganza that Susan puts on that you want your children and grandchildren to be a part of. So please make note of all of those dates and get on to the sign up for all of those. Coming up on Saturday the 27th is a spaghetti dinner at the Whitmore Lake campus. It is a fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity, so if you are into spaghetti and would like to help support that, please show up there. It is at 5, they begin serving at 5 o'clock. Also at the Whitmore Lake campus is the Women's Tea on May 18th. It's at 2 p.m. Tickets are $10. It's put on by the Abigail Circle. It is a good time for fellowship and companionship with other women in the church. We are starting our collection for Noah lunches. We'll be packing those next Sunday. We need lots of things to go into those luncheons. In the community room, you'll find a board with sticky notes on it. Just take one of the sticky notes, that's your reminder, take that to the grocery store with you, stick it on the refrigerator, add it to your Amazon list, however it is that you shop. Please help out with those lunches. We will be preparing 300 lunches next Sunday, so everyone has a part in that. And lastly, the Vena Clinic Dental Clinic spring fundraiser is this Saturday. There are still tickets available. It is at the American Spirit Center at 5:30 p.m. There is a raffle going on. You can, if you can't come, please consider getting a raffle ticket. They are raffling off a Corvette. Someone said they're raffling off a car. I said, oh no, it's not a car. It's a Corvette. So you want to get in on that. Those are all my announcements for this morning. Will you please join in singing our opening hymn, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us. Please rise.
Good morning. Good morning. Let us lift up our hearts and voices as we join in the opening prayer. Lord of all hopefulness, we reach out to you. Give us strength to be loving when relationships with others are difficult. Give us empathy and understanding so that we can treat each other with love. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. This morning's scripture readings are from Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 31, and Galatians chapter 5, verse 15. From the Gospel of Mark. Jesus answered, "The first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Paul the Apostle writes to the early Christian communities in Galatia, "If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. It is wonderful to be with you this morning. I'm looking around the room and just seeing a few absent faces as our men are on a men's retreat. Up north, they are at the Lake Louise Christian Camp, opening it up and getting all ready for summer camp and fixing things. And so I'm looking around and seeing a few spouses that aren't with us this morning. So I'd invite you to keep the men in your thoughts and prayers as they are working so hard. And Pastor John is out this week. And last Sunday, we had Camp Sunday, and we were telling you all about the wonderful camps. And so the men are off, and they are probably fixing things and working on walkways and cutting down trees. I don't know what all they're doing, but it'll be fun to hear their stories as they gather in community and probably doing some worship this morning. And it is so good to be with you all in worship this day.
My name's Lindsay Hall. I'm one of the pastors that serves at this congregation here at First UMC Brighton and Whitmore Lakes campus. I would invite you to join me in a spirit of prayer this morning. Won't you pray with me? Oh, loving and gracious God, thank you for this day of worship. Thank you for this gift to gather in community. This is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, we can rejoice, we can be glad in it. As we come this day to worship, we come with lots of things on our hearts and minds, prayers for ourselves and family and community, prayers for our state and nation and around the world. Lord, in your great mercy, hear our prayers. We lift up to you the church, we lift up to you its leaders. We pray, God, that we might gather in this space and be transformed and filled, that through the songs we sing, the prayer we share, the scripture we hear, that we might be filled and ready then, Lord, to go forth and to serve in your name as we seek to walk in your way as disciples of Jesus Christ, as we seek to walk the Wesleyan way. Oh, Lord, may you speak to me and may you speak through me. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, Lord, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer, and the one who calls us your beloved children of God. Amen. Well, it was so fun last Sunday evening to gather with a group of about 16. We gathered in the library space right there. We had a new membership class. We'll have part two of the new member class tonight. We were gathering around tables and sharing stories of who we are and getting to know one another. We were sharing some stories of maybe what faith background did we come from. Have we been lifelong United Methodists, or were you raised Catholic or Presbyterian or Lutheran, or what tradition did you maybe come from? We were sharing stories. We were thinking about what it means to be a United Methodist. We were thinking about who on earth is John Wesley. If you're new to the United Methodist congregation, if you're new to this denomination, who is John Wesley and what was his mark that he made upon this world? We were thinking about being a Methodist. What's so great about being a Methodist? Well, if you've been in the pews for a while, or if you've been raised in the Methodist Church, then John Wesley is probably a name that you've heard, hopefully, before. John Wesley and his brother Charles Wesley are the founders of the Methodist movement. John Wesley and Charles wrote some 5,000 or 6,000 hymns in his lifetime. And John and Charles, these brothers of Samuel and Susanna Wesley, one of, I believe it was, they had 19 siblings, or there was 21 children or 19 children in total, a big old family. And they were raised and they went off into the ministry, and John and Charles at Oxford, and they had a tradition of gathering and becoming what they known as the Holiness Club. John and Charles had this tradition of gathering in small group community. They believed in worshiping together and studying together and praying together. They believed in these acts of devotion. They believed in personal, spiritual, you know, piety and growth. And so they worshiped and they studied and they prayed together. They were big upon evangelism and outreach and invitation, inviting people into these holiness clubs. And because they were so methodical in their practice, they got nicknamed the methodical, right? The Methodists in their way of worshiping and studying and praying and joining in service. And Wesley was a big believer in taking communion as often as one might be able to do so. We were thinking about John Wesley last week in our new member class and the impact he made, and in sharing with the group, thinking about what's so great about being United Methodist. I said, of course, for me, it's our understanding of grace, the prevenient, justifying, sanctifying grace that helps us to walk in the way of Jesus Christ is what is so important to me and so amazing about being a United Methodist. But the other thing that's so amazing is that we are a connectional church, that we are connected with brothers and sisters around the world, across the state, across the county, but around the world, we are connected with other brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what's so amazing to me about being a United Methodist. How would you answer that question? What's so amazing about being a United Methodist? John and Charles Wesley, they believed in this personal gospel of personally professing faith in Jesus Christ, but they also believed in the social gospel, that it's not just enough to go home and read scripture on your own or to gather and to worship, but that our faith then calls us to live it in the world, to do things like serve at Redbird, to do opportunities to serve as a part of the NOAA Project, to be a part of transformational ministries like the Vena Dental Clinic. The social gospel calls us to action. Well, Wesley was very much focused upon living out our two greatest commandments that we receive from Jesus. The scripture lesson from the Gospel of Mark, that 12th chapter that Kelly was reading for us, we discovered that Jesus is having a conversation with a lawyer, and he says, the teacher of the law, you know, what is this command that we are to follow? And Jesus says, let's hear it one more time. The first is this, hear, O Israel, that the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Hear this, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and all your strength. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Wesley believed very much in us too these days. We believe very much in following the greatest commandment of Jesus Christ, to love God and to love our neighbor as ourself. But there are some other things we might add to it, some other simple rules, some three simple little rules. I have some of these books coming in. I thought they would arrive on Friday. They didn't quite get here. So they're going to be coming in on Monday. But three simple rules, the Wesleyan way of living. Of course, we focus on loving God and loving neighbor, but on this Wesleyan way of living, have you ever heard this command, this call to doing no harm? Is that first simple rule? Doing no harm, doing good, and staying in love with God. You know, you would think these three simple rules would be pretty simple, but when we look at them, when we really dive down into them, doing no harm becomes a bit of a challenge. In the world in which we live today, sometimes I just want to put my head in the sand and pretend like I don't even have to open up the newspaper. Do you guys love the old-fashioned newspaper? I love paper. There's something about digital that just doesn't quite work for me. But when we look at the world around us, we discover there's division and there's conflict and there's all sorts of finger pointing in all sorts of direction. And sometimes there's just outright rudeness and disrespect and playing the blaming game and not really always listening for understanding, but sometimes just being ready to jump in to prove one another's point. The world in which we live is filled with people, right? And yet there's this call to love God and neighbor. There's this call to practice these three simple rules to do no harm. Profound as they are and easy to understand, sometimes it is a challenge to put them into practice, isn't it? Do y'all have kids? Grandkids? How quick is it when something happens? He did it, she did it, I didn't do that. You walk in and the glass is broken and you wonder what on earth, or do you remember? Okay, so I remember reading a ton of Berenstain Bear books as a kid. Love those. Pass those on to my children. And it's always amazing how you pull one out for whatever moral lesson needs to get read and thought upon that day. And there's a Berenstain Bear book where Brother Bear and Sister Bear are like playing soccer inside, and pretty soon the lamp gets broken and they have this big fabricated story about who did what and they're blaming each other. Do you remember that one? Go home and pull it out from your 1980s and 1990s stash of books. And there's this quick blaming game of who did what. And yet, when we think about our call as disciples of Jesus to follow in his way, it's this call to love God and neighbor. It's a call to do no harm. I'll have to admit to you, last week I was so excited to come to worship. I couldn't wait to be able to talk about Camp Sunday and show pictures up on stage, not on stage, on the chancel, and bring up some of our students to talk about Camp Sunday, and I love Camp Sunday. Then I also have to be honest with you, today was going to be a little bit of a struggle. Did you know that pastors like to have words to preach, and sometimes we get stumbled upon what words can we share with our congregation? We're called to do no harm, and yet we know that there have been at times a tremendous amount of harm done in the life of the church. And for that, I am very sorry. I wanted this morning to have just the right words, words of comfort, words of inspiration, words of healing, words to offer my congregation and the flock, words that would just be right, and I struggled with what to say. A preacher is not supposed to struggle with what they're supposed to say. In a couple of days, we're going to be gathering. We're not going to be gathering. We can be gathering by watching it online, but the international body of the United Methodist Church will be gathering in Charlotte, North Carolina. They'll be gathering for the general conference that was supposed to take place in 2020. We know that got postponed because of COVID and the pandemic. Remember the time when we were only supposed to gather in small groups? Well, an international body of some 600 to 1,000 people from around the world kept getting postponed and couldn't gather. They're going to be gathering April 23rd to the 3rd of May, and equal parts of clergy and equal parts of lay delegates from the United States around the world will be gathering. United Methodists, we mentioned this at our new member class last week, giving a little reminder of what General Conference is all about. But General Conference is a legislative body. It's a body that gets to set the official policy work of the church. It adopts the worldwide denomination. It's the only body that's able to speak for the denomination. And as General Conference gathers every 4 years, they have the ability to revise something we call the Book of Discipline, the Book of Resolutions, even the denomination's constitution. And so every 4 years they gather, unless the Council of Bishops says, can we please call a special conference? We've done that twice in our United Methodist history since 1968. One was specially called in 2019. And so in just a couple of days, this body will be gathering, and one piece we know that they'll be having conversation and dialogue about is around human sexuality. There'll be some conversation, lots of worship and legislative sessions. There's an opportunity, if you'd like, to be a part of tuning in and listening and seeing what's happening at General Conference. Just as you're leaving our worship sanctuary, you can pick up a couple of resources if you're a paper person. This was put in your email box on Thursday through our newsletter, but if you're a paper person, right, if you read the newspaper with paper and you want paper, you can pick this up. There's ways to get tuned in and follow the work of General Conference. A fun little statistics by the numbers. And then we're also inviting you to a couple of town halls that you might join Pastor John and I. So on a week from tonight, we'd invite you to come to a town hall. We can help give you a little update of some things that have taken place at General Conference about halfway through. And then when this conference concludes, we'd invite you to join us May 5th, that Sunday night at 5, to talk about, so what did happen at General Conference? We want to help gather midway and kind of gather as the conference wraps up together. As the conference gathers, I would invite you to hold them in prayer. I would invite you to lift up our own congregation in prayer. And as I was thinking about the words this week in which I was wanting to share with you, it became a little bit of a struggle, as I said, but I would invite you to do this. I would invite you to a time of prayer. I would invite you to follow in the Wesleyan way, to lean into loving God and neighbor, to pray for those delegates and clergy delegates gathering in North Carolina, or those who have already arrived, to pray for a commitment to listen well to one another, not just the conference that's taking place, but us as a community of faith, to listen well, to be willing to not just jump in and jump to conclusions, but to listen with an empathetic, loving spirit. Something this congregation does well. I've seen you do it time and time again. To look into the eyes of one another and to see the eyes of Jesus. To pray for our ability to offer grace, to extend love, to pray for us to have the courage to do that very hard work of doing no harm and doing good and staying in love with God. And would you be willing to add the church leaders that are presiding over conference to your prayer list this week? We would welcome that. And I invite you to strive to continue to offer kindness as you do. To take those breaths in those moments when we're angered or we're hurt or our blood feels like it's boiling, to pause and to pray, to strive to communicate our words with honesty and truth, but in a way that doesn't add fuel to the fire. I'd invite you to be present in worship and to pray and to join us in these town hall gatherings with Pastor Lynn and Deacon Loretta and Pastor John and myself. And I'd invite you to create time in your busy schedules this next week to set a time, an intentional time of prayer in the morning and in the evening, to pray in the Wesleyan way, to live out those three simple rules, to set that time aside. Well, I was struggling with what to say this week a little bit, as I've admitted. And I found myself in just sitting down and praying more than having the right words to say. And so this is my prayer this morning.
Your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Offer grace and peace. Love your neighbor as yourself, offer grace and peace. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Do no harm, do stay in love with God. Do no harm, do good. Stay in love with God. These simple rules, commands of Christ, may we follow in His way. These simple rules, commands of Christ, may we follow in His way.
Amen.
There is a love. and that Aprila with his sure sota, the drouth of March hath pierced to the rota, and bathed every vein in swish liqueur, of which vertu engendered is the fleur. Good morning and welcome. I simply love this tribute to April by Geoffrey Chaucer in the Canterbury Tales. Some of you may remember that I shared this passage here many years ago. People my age were required to memorize this in senior English literature classes. Essentially, it's just the old English way of saying, April showers bring May flowers. Well, here we are, 3 weeks into April, and May is just around the corner. Graduations, weddings, yard work, vacations, and camping to quickly fill up the mere 12 weekends of summer. I pray that all of you have at least a couple of afternoons to simply sit, breathe in some gentle winds, and while soaking up the warmth and comfort of God's glorious sunshine. This morning I'd like to share with you, we need to pray for Pauline Schaefer and family, as Bob passed away yesterday. A surprise to everyone. The beautiful prayer quilt this morning is given in honor of Linda Metzger. Please take a moment as you leave the sanctuary to tie a knot and say a prayer for this child of God. Pray with me. Merciful Creator, even as we worship your holiness and marvel at the glory of your magnificent creation, we also acknowledge that small everyday miracles still abound in our lives. Our fingers can grasp and release. Our skin can sense the touch of a strand of hair that we have difficulty finding. Our eyes react vigorously when a tiny speck of dust enters their space, and tears flow automatically to rid us of the irritant. Flowers can feel when they should emerge from the ground and which end is up. Babies know when it's time for them to be born. Dogs can be trained to avoid obstacles and be the eyes for our sight-challenged sisters and brothers. And some can even sense when their human is about to suffer a seizure. Bears know when it's time to fatten up and head into hiding for the winter. And birds fly from thousands of miles away to return in the spring. True miracles. We humans have lost some of our instinctive perceptions, and we don't always live in harmony with the rest of creation. We're jealous, possessive, and even violent sometimes. We think too judgmentally, speak too lavishly, listen too selectively, react too carelessly, and meditate too infrequently. Guide and refresh us, Lord, that we may face our most difficult days with your peace in our hearts. We see so much hatred and evil in the world around us. Missiles, guns, war, destruction, starvation. Grant us the courage to reach out to others less fortunate, to stand against injustice where we see it, and to demonstrate the principles laid out by Jesus' example. We are but one aspect of your incredible earthly and celestial vision. We ask humbly that you touch our lives with healing and wholeness. We pray that one day humanity may reach a point of global cooperation toward wholeness and health of our shared environment and our very existence. In the meantime, we offer our hearts in service to help carry out your mission and vision for the world. We ask that you bless this prayer quilt so that it may provide comfort and hope to the recipient. Bestow your love and calming presence upon her as she faces the trials in her life. And now, we lift up in silence the concerns and joys we hold in our hearts. Let us experience your Holy Spirit flowing through us as we repeat the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As I invite the ushers to come forward, I just want to give you a little update. Last week was Camp Sunday, and we had an opportunity for you to help sponsor some scholarships for our campers. We are about one-third of the way to our goal, and so there's still some opportunities for folks who want to help out. Again, the board is still in the community room and has denomination amounts on the outside. You can fill in, and let's send as many kids as we can to camp this summer. Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, we ask you to bless the offerings we bring to this ministry today. Use them to help us grow in love and care of each other and our community. In your name we pray. Amen.
Dear church, may you go forth with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Jesus with you, and the power of the Holy Spirit, helping you to go forth to love God and neighbor, helping you to do no harm, to do good, and to stay in love with God. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.